Remember the feeling you had when you had a book report due and you hadn't read the book? Like most kids, you likely tried to fake that you had read the book. You may have saved yourself by reading the book's dust jacket for clues or scored a copy of Cliff's Notes. You may have also been unlucky in that your teacher saw straight through your ruse. There was a text that should have been a required reading during the 2024 elections. Project 2025 from the Heritage Foundation. Now, the Heritage Foundation is one of those innocuously sounding foundations that are anything but innocuous. It touts freedom and democracy, but only for those it deems worthy. Unfortunately, millions of Americans are not deemed worthy. Project 2025 was no secret. It was there for the reading. It contained the blueprint for the figurative house the far right is trying to build, now with some degree of success. The problem is that house represents building standards from nearly a century ago. For many reasons, some now decades old, the contents of Project 2025 got lost in the noise of the last election. And while many may have heard of the project, few took the time to understand what it meant for them. As we are starting to see now, millions of Americans are now learning the hard way about the kind of future the far right is striving for. Had more done their homework, we wouldn't be facing what we are facing. And perhaps this time, the forces of reason in opposition won't bring a plastic fork to what is essentially a knife fight. I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.